Oh Hello. My god!
Hi, baby.
Hey! Hey, have you heard the TikTok? The one that goes, Esotilin.
Esotilin.
I feel like that's how I am right now.
Dude, I haven't heard your voice. It's so calming in such a long time.
Oh, baby, I miss you. Basically, we haven't seen each other in months.
I know. I think the last time we saw each other was like April or March.
No. Yes, we live in the same... Well, not in the same city, but like a city over. I mean, well, let me start this shit because we'll just start the conversation and we forget the intro.
Okay.
I bet. Ready? Typical guys, I always do this shit. Guys, we're back. I know. I always say that I have a special guest. But I'm telling you guys, this guest is out of this world. He is straight from Broadway. He does, reality TV show, movies, HBO, OnlyFans, anything you name it. He has done it all. He goes by the name of Angel, a.k.a. Big Booty Queen. Welcome, Angel!
Yay! I like how I'm none of those things that you just said. Like, I'm depressed. Hello, flat ass.
He said, okay. I'm depressed. Okay. Baby. Man, guys. Oh my God. Angel, let me just explain who he is and then he'll give himself an honest review on himself. He is the most hilarious Woody guy that I have ever known. He comes up with some random ass shit. He's an amazing actor. So if you tell him, act like this, boom, in a matter of seconds, he's there. He's doing his thing. Me and him were co-workers at one point in a fabulous place. We're not going to mention the place because, you know, we like to keep things down low. We like to keep things mysterious. And he's like, honestly, like, he's like a really, really great best friend. Like, someone you could call whenever you need something. He tells you the truth. He doesn't like play around. He doesn't say like, oh, you look okay. No, he'll be like, baby, do you have something else? Like, I could just already see that. But he's never like, it's rare when he's a little down because he's always positive. And even when he's having a midlife crisis, he's like, it's okay. He makes jokes out of it. So I think that's like, that's something that people should actually learn from him, because like, everyone's so like, oh, well, I have depression, I'm gonna cut myself and I'm gonna die. But with him, he's like, I'm a little depressed, but I'm gonna get some dick. Like, who's sad? Like, I love that. I live by it. And so that's how I see him. Angel, how do you see yourself?
I think you're hyping me up a little bit too much. But I love you. I don't know, I think being with you, it's like a different vibe from like a lot of different friends. I think I have like, you know,
different
types of friends for different types of things, if you know what I mean.
Oh my god.
But like, you, when we're together, I don't know, like, I just feel like we're always laughing and stuff, and
dude, for real,
we're so busy at this point that we're just like, we don't see each other as much. But bitch, I miss you. And yes, I mean, I'm not depressed anymore. Bitch, therapy.
He said I got dick. Oh, you into therapy, baby? I know that.
Yeah, I got therapy, and I stopped seeing my therapist because she was like, you know what, baby, it's time for you to move on. And I was like, yes. Aww. I think we can agree. But yeah, I did the therapy.
So it does work. Because I'm thinking of going, but I think I'm going to just go just because I'm bored. But I don't want attention. But I don't know. Like, my sister's also going to therapy. And, like, she has changed. Like, she's not, like, she doesn't cry anymore. I don't know. Where before, she would be like, pa todo. And I'm like, okay, que ganas. So that's why I'm just like, oh, my God, maybe I should. But
I think there's a lot of reasons why. Sorry, I just cut you off.
No, go ahead.
I think there's a lot of reasons why people don't go to therapy. Like, one, being Hispanic, you already know, like, a lot of people know that, like, it's not a thing. And then it's really fucking expensive to find a therapist if, like, your work doesn't provide you with a counselor and stuff like that. And then also, it's like, it's so hard to find like a good therapist, because I've done like different therapy sessions with like multiple people, but like, you gotta find the one, like, the one that really gets you. Because if you, I think someone at work I'm not gonna mention their name. They're like so depressed, and they're like, Angel, like, how are you doing with your therapist? Like,
wait a minute, bitch, text me. Text me right now. Who? I need to know who.
No te puedo decir, wey,
porque. Perra, how you gonna not tell me? Okay, after this, we'll talk.
Okay, basically, a friend just told me that like their therapist was so like just dry with them, and that she couldn't cry with them, and like she couldn't open up. And I was like, girl, you're wasting all that money for what? Like, you could just, you know, look for a different therapist or whatever. And she was like, so your therapist is actually working? I'm like, yeah, like, I get along. Like, this bitch almost took me on a trip with her. Like, my therapist is, like, my best friend. Yeah, so, I don't know. I recommend going to therapy for anything.
Period. No, but seriously, what? Hey, Angel, you're easy to make friends with. So, I think that's fine. Is this individual friend, is she, like, outgoing or no? okay, that's a no. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm not surprised that the fucking your therapist wanted to take you for a vacation. So, that is that. But hopefully, your friend gets the help that she needs or he needs, whatever it is, gender. We don't, you know. Hey, speaking of he or she, can we talk about pronouns? Can you explain to everyone what they are and why they're important? And are they only for gay people, or can it be for straight people as well?
Well, that's a loaded ass question,
because I know I feel like three questions in one.
It depends. No, you're good. It depends on like the person, I guess, because I think we're still at a point where a lot of people don't take that into consideration. Like, a lot of people on Instagram don't have like their pronouns. I'm like, why don't you have your pronouns? Because it's kind of like disrespectful now not to like ask someone before you like actually get to know them, like ask their pronouns, like, hi, my name is Angel, I identify as he, him, like, or hi, my name is Lara, she, her, like, you know? So, if I identify as non-binary, you don't want to assume just by their characteristics, oh, this person's a girl, or this person's a
guy. What's a non-binary?
Non-binary, non-confirming is basically, like, they don't identify as male or female or anything.
So it's like a thing, so they're like a it.
Not really. Their pronouns are they, them.
Oh, as in plural.
Yeah, so they, okay. Them, but it's kind of like, I haven't met someone that's non-binary yet, but I would feel so bad if I were to like,
yeah,
pronoun them or whatever, however you say it.
But I think, like, I didn't know it was such a big thing. I think in general, like, I didn't think it was such a big thing because before, I think it's in your generation more though. Because with my generation, you don't see that. But when I would hang out with you a lot and all your little friends, all of them, you know, snooping around sometimes, I would click on their profile and be like, oh my gosh, she's so pretty. And on their bio, it had that. But when you go to my friend group, like, nobody has that. They probably have like a dumb bio quote, but I think it has to do with generations, because with my generation, we don't use them as we should. But I definitely see how you guys are more respectable towards each other in your generation, so I see why you guys would say, hi, my name is Angel, and I'm he, him. And I'm like, okay. But with me, if I were to say that, I would feel awkward. But to you, it's normal. Like, to you, it's like, oh, thank you. But to me, I would be like, oh my God, how would I
go? Exactly. And it's funny because I just dozed off a little bit, but someone I used to date is around the same age as you. And even though it's like, what, 3, almost 4 years of a difference, you do see that, like, kind of like generational change where, like, you guys aren't really as, I don't know, it's like weird, but just by a few years you're not really like as connected as our generation, which and the person I dated, they were like kind of like homophobic but they were gay at the same time, so I'm kind of like confused with that. But I
yeah, what's up with him? Okay. We're over here talking shit. But no, but I feel you though. But well, that's why I introduce yourself. I have no idea who you are. I know who you are. So as to them, you're just a human being right now. So give them like at least 5 interesting things about you.
Well,
give a fat ass.
I don't have a fat ass. I'm working out to get a fat ass. Can
you tell everyone that you're a skinny queen now, that you lost so much fucking weight? Can we talk about that?
Ooh, yes. So basically, no. I had a heartbreak and I just lost a lot of weight. But no,
meltdowns. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but basically, I lost. I didn't do it for, you know, I want to be skinny. But it was just something that happened naturally because I was like so emotional. How do you say it? Like emotionally eating? Emotionally, yeah, I was emotionally eating like a lot. Todo. And then todo, hermana. But then I just stopped eating like all of that. And then I focused on like doing a lot of cardio and just like not like the full on, like, you know, oh, I'm fucking on steroids. Like, I'm gonna go full on out, like, on a diet, no carbs. Like, no, like, I just do cardio and I try not to eat as much of like bad stuff.
Yeah, but you have to admit, like, you were in the transition of becoming from a boy to a man. So I think that plays also a huge part because, you know, when guys are like, oh, van a comer más, que se está haciendo hombre, you know, like,
yeah.
But I feel like that helped you guys, that would have helped you a lot too. Like, even your whole face changed. Like, before you looked like a little baby, and now you look like, you know, So, now no, his jawline came in, tutum. His luscious lips, boom, boom.
You know what? I couldn't get through it that. Cut that part out. I really couldn't like get that through my head. Like, it was kind of a weird transition because, you know, being 20 and then going to be 21 and then like barely turning into your like manhood stage or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, it was kind of weird. Like, don't you do that? You know, them fucking high schoolers senior year, they'd be looking like they're 25 going.
Dude, yes.
Yes, and for me to barely be doing like that transition, like. Girl, if I tell you a little secret,
you were a late bloomer.
No, I really was. So there's this thing that with like people that have asthma. Uh-huh. So they take like this medicine. It's like a specific like steroid for like their lungs. That basically over time slows down your growth rate.
Oh.
So by the time, you want to know the first time I got like, what was it, like an armpit hair? Was it was, I kid you not, senior year, like freshman in college. Like, that's
wow.
The first time. Yeah, I had like no body hair, like, ooh, at all. It was kind of weird.
Mine was like first day of kindergarten.
Shut the fuck up.
Dude, he said, I'm silky, I'm smooth. Dude, that's crazy. Oh my god, he said the first armpit hair. Well, I'm glad you are very attentive to your body like that. Love that.
Literally, almost about to go there. But I go to college. I also am a private investigator. Love. A lot of people don't know that.
He said Kim Possible.
Low-key Kim Possible. Also, I am queer.
Love the way you fucking said it.
I'm queer. What else? I don't know. I feel like I don't want to go really deep with this.
No, yeah. Let's keep it. Let's not bust the Anne Frank and tell the whole story on here. but yeah, guys, like I was telling you, he's a little bit of everything. So that's why I like him. I see, homie. That's the only reason. No, but there's many other reasons. But just to wrap it up, yeah. So I hope you guys have a feel of him. He does a little bit of everything. I like the fact that he is very, how would I say, open-minded to everything. When I was food, he's a little picky on that one. But yeah, so can you please talk about your childhood a little bit with us? Like, how did you realize, like, you know what? Because honestly, Angel, like, you're not like a full-on like dramatic like typical gay guy. Like, no, you have your masculine moments, and like the way you dress is very like cute. Like, it's like a boy, but like very cute. So you're not like the whole drag and all that. Like, yeah, you have your moments, but it's not who you are 24/7. So like when you were little, like what do you play with, like girl toys, or what do you play with like guy things, or what do you play with guy things but make them girly, or how did you know you were a little different?
Honestly, I always think about this, but the first time that I ever really like thought about, oh, maybe I'm attracted to guys, was when I would watch telenovelas. Like I would literally watch the telenovelas like with my mom, and I just like look at the main character, like the guy, and I'd be like, oh my god, he's cute. And then like I would imagine myself like kissing him or something, but like really young, like 5 years old. Like I know that's kind of weird to think about, but I was young thinking about these things.
His hormones were working.
Yes, I was a little horny, not the guys.
Yo, I see you in the underwear aisle. Okay, I see you.
I'm fucking dead. No, but there's another few things I think I talked to you about. I'm not ready to discuss about them things, but there is a few, you know, boy situations when I was younger that, you know what I'm talking about? Like, it's kind of like, well, I mean, yeah, I guess I got to explore that side at a young age, very, very young age, which is not okay, but it happened and we're okay, you know? Yeah. So, that really like opened my eyes. Which could be a bad thing, you know, traumatizing or whatever, but I think I'm okay. I don't have, like, any self-hate because of that. And then, what else? Just at school, like, I had a lot of guy friends, which is funny. Like, when I was younger, I like to hang around, like, straights, if you want to say.
Straights.
Yeah, love and that. Then just little by little, I did have a few girlfriends, like, in elementary and, middle school. Yeah, a little horror moment, but I always knew and like deep down that I was like, fuck, like this isn't me. And then it was until like eighth grade when I was like going through that stage where you tell your best friend like, oh, soy hot.
I hear you. He's straight.
Yeah, and then little by little, they tell someone else. My best friend told their best friend, and then all of a sudden, like, oh my god, Angel's gay in middle school, and it was such a big deal at the time.
Oh my god, but I feel like, again, your generation was very accepting, or were you bullied when in school and stuff? Because, and when with me, it was, they would have jokes here and there, but they were very, like, open-minded. Like, it was rare for, like, a gay guy to get bullied.
Really?
Yeah, at least in my
that's really good, because yeah. I don't know, for some reason I always thought like the generation before us, because even then, like, I saw a lot of guys bully me. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of like difficult at some point to even go to school. I had to go to a different high school than like my city's school because I had like this bully that would just like hit me like and do all types of shit. Yeah.
So do you know? Wait, do you know how he's doing right now? Or is it a girl or is it a boy?
Funny thing, it's like a full circle moment. So in eighth grade, I didn't go to the high school I was supposed to. I transferred to Downey, and then one of my close friends in the future, if that makes sense, dated my bully. So yeah, so basically one time I went with her to like a football game or whatever, and she's like, oh, like that's my ex. And I was like, shut the fuck up. And I look like at the corner, and it's like he stayed short, dude. Like he stayed like freshman year short. He never grew anymore. God. Yeah, and he was just like a nerdy like douchebag. Like he looked like he was going through life like really hard, like something happened to him. And I was just like, wow, I feel bad for you, dude. Like, that's like a full circle moment. Like, when I walked past by, like, I could just see. He looked like a rat, too. Because in middle school, he was low-key, like, he was, like, low-key cute. And I was like, fuck, I fucking hate you or whatever. And then now he's just, like, ugly. And he looks, like, depressed.
Me too, though. Los caminos de la vida. Ta-na-na, ta-na-na, ta-na.
Hey.
Rosa de Guadalupe moment. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, literally.
Dude, that's crazy. Well, yeah. What you give is what... So, no le va a ir bien porque le hizo mal.
Yeah, so as far as, like, bullying, I think it wasn't that hard of a time, because I know there are other people, obviously, wouldn't hide their persona, because there's still a lot of kids today that, like, can't go to school and, you know, wear makeup if they want to, or,
Yeah.
Funny story, back in Mexico, where I used to live, I dated this girl, her name was Diana, and she ended up leaving the pueblo or whatever, and now that we're like 21, she has a girlfriend.
No.
Yeah, so we both ended up being gay basically, and then she has me like on her close friends, and then on her close friends, like, she'll post like her relationship and stuff, so I get to think like maybe people over there are still a little bit more hesitant close towards minded. Or close-minded towards, like, I don't know, lesbians, like,
yeah.
Like, people are so mean to lesbians or even gay people, but for some reason, like, lesbians are taking more of like a
the hardest type.
Yeah, they're facing a lot of hate at the moment.
Damn, that's crazy. But like, as an adult now, do you fear anything? Is it hard for you now, or are you just like, you know what, fuck everyone, I know who I am, I have, you know, to bring to the table, fuck everyone? Or do you still get sometimes that insecurity, like, maybe I should watch my back, or maybe I should act a little bit more straight because I'm scared of what people might say?
Definitely before, yeah, but now that I'm like a little bit more grown up, I've come to realize that, like, I can't live that way. So, that's another reason why I visited Mexico, like, 2 weeks ago. Because I couldn't face the fact of, like, you know, going over there and being mistreated. Yeah. But I went over there and I was just, like, open-minded. I was like, you know what? If someone says something that's their opinion, like, you don't have to really, you know, listen to them. And, of course, they're going to be homophobic. But, you know... You're at the end of the day, I'm gonna come back home and be myself, and I don't have to really deal with my family over there. So they were really accepting, actually. It was
I love them. Love. Okay, so how is it hard for you to date now? And like, do you like the whole app situation, or do you like more of an organic type of like, oh, I met him from a friend, or your situation? Like, how is dating for you, like? Like, how is it right now? Or are you not dating right now? Or do you have someone? Or what's your relationship status?
I think it's I'm not dating right now.
Love, okay.
Yeah, and I thought I was, but I just can't do it. Like, there's so many red flags that, like, I'm aware of now that I just can't, like, see past through them. And I'll be like, you know what? Bye, baby. I can't do that.
But do you feel like there's more toxic men on apps or, like, in real life?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Like, I'll get some, just let me know when and where, baby. And I'll be like, okay. I'm not going to let you know where and where, baby. I'd rather, you know, go to my house and have fun by myself.
Period. And safe, too. But I don't know, man. These people are dirty.
I mean, both you and I, like, we went through a pretty strong breakup together.
Oh, my God, we did. I think that was like our biggest bond that we had, honestly.
Yeah. I think when you told me, I was like, oh, my God, this is why we've been getting along, or what? Because we're going through it.
Like, did we cry together, bitch? Or were we, like, all sentimental? I forgot.
I think we almost did. I definitely did have a breakdown with you in the car, and you were just like giving me all this advice, and I was like, I fucking love you.
I love you. Ay, dramatica. Honestly, I don't know. Like, I think it's hard for me to, like, I don't know if I'm just speaking on myself, but I think it's hard to date now organically. Like, I hardly go out, especially with the whole COVID thing. Like, mm-hmm. There's not really a lot of places where you can meet someone, but these guys on these apps are ridiculous. How you just said, tell me when and where. Excuse me, do you even want to know my name? Like,
literally.
Like nothing. Like, or some of them are like really, really toxic. And I thought I was toxic. So I'm like, no. So when you say I'm really like not dating right now because these are like reckless, I know exactly where you're coming from. But at the same time, like, baby, it's cuddle season and we got nobody. So I'm kind of like, and I want presents for Christmas. So oh, I'm taking applications. Everyone's looking at me. But yeah, so it's hard. So that's why I was like, maybe for like his side is a little bit more easier. But just knowing the fact that either gays or straights are trash. Oh. Where the loyal men at?
Literally. No, on my side, it's easier to fuck. But, like, literally to date, no, you won't. It's so, well, at least, I don't know. I'm very, like, you know, ¿cómo se dice? Preserved. Like, oh, I'm not reservado. Preserved, bitch. What am I, a vegetable? No, a reserved.
You're fucking stupid.
Okay. I'm reserved. Like, I don't like to go out either or be at parties. Most of the time, I get anxiety. I don't
know if you're like that. But with you, you're outgoing and everything. But guys, let me tell you something. When this guy likes someone, he does not like to be very, like, straightforward. He's very shy. He's very like, oh my God, no, oh my God. Get the fuck out. Tell that guy, hey, I like, I would think he would be like that, but for some reason little angel turns into like little Snow White and does not like to speak up. I mean, where we used to work, girl. I mean, like, and I would get so mad because y'all were hot. So it's just like, what the fuck, like, what's going on here? What, like, talk to me. Like, you would talk to him and it was like a hi and walk away. Why? How are you supposed to know he's gonna blow your back with a high? Like, oh.
Shut the fuck up. Know. No, that's the first. No, but there you go. There you go. Like, you know, how do you know he's gonna blow your back or whatever? I can't say too many details on it, but like, I don't want that. I didn't want that. And from this person, you know, given the facts of some, you know, I'm talking to a female or something, I'm just like, oh no, I know what they want or something. So I was just very quiet until that person, you know, was a little bit more vocal. I realized that I didn't want to jump into another relationship. That's why I was so quiet all the time.
I feel it. I definitely, you know, feel it. Wait, hold on. So speaking of guys, what's your type? Like, what's your ideal, like, this is what I'm really looking for. I know I'm probably not going to find everything on this, but like, if I was God and I were to tell you, son, what would you like? Yo, guy.
Okay. I think the whole height situation is kind of like annoying. Like, oh, you have to be this height. And above. Like, I really don't care what height you are, as long as you're giving me that, like, that energy. And then as far as, like, you know, it's such a toxic thing to be. Wait, like, oh.
So you would date a chiquitín?
Yeah, but you know how there's, like, chiquitins that match, like, altos? Like, that match, like, their partner? Who's a good example of that? Like, a celebrity?
Wait, hold on. So there's a guy, Nick Jonas, and his wife. The wife is a little taller than him.
Yes, kind of like that, but not really like that, you know? Because there's like those, there's like, blah, blah, blah. There's those toxic words like, oh, are they femme or are they mask and stuff like that. Like, I don't really care for that as much. Like, I just have to vibe with you.
Love that. Okay, continue.
Yeah, so it definitely be whatever height, as long as you're very connected to your, like, family and you know, have morals and you don't just like hop into someone's DMs and be like, oh, do you want to fuck? Yes, because I that's like a no.
So family or not horny? How about looks?
Definitely horny. Definitely horny, but just like not like the first thing you show to someone. Like, oh no. What else did you say? Loyal. size?
Like, do you want BBC? Or do you want an average guy? Or do you want a smaller guy? Because it'll be easy to please.
TMI, but I think
oh, definitely. I wouldn't know. You're a poor guy, pinch your third leg.
We've always talked about this. We know that you like that BBC baby girl, but I cannot. I cannot handle BBC.
A ver, primero.
No.
A ver, ¿cuál?
Vamos a decir que average.
Love. Not too big, average. Not too small.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so what would you do if you meet a bum ass guy and he has a small? Will you be able to work with that?
I think so. Honestly, but me stuttering.
He's like technical difficulties.
That's a hard question, but we would have to see that. Okay. In real life. But you, like, what's your type?
Honestly, what type? I mean, okay, so with type, obviously I love my dark skin to brown skin. I mean, I wouldn't see myself with a light skin, but if God wants to put me a light skin, you know, I guess it is. But I really like dark skin guys. I like them a little bit of hood, a little street, but I don't want them to be about the hood, you get me? And size wise, well, I'm a bigger girl, so I don't think it would work if he was like small. But a lot of people say it's the motion in the ocean, which I don't understand, which I'm thankful they haven't had that. But yeah, I'm gonna need the bigger side, because you know, baby mama didn't raise a quitter, so yeah.
I love how you already have your answer. You're like this and that and this. But going back,
I've been waiting on my life for someone to ask me that.
No, I already knew this. I was like, yes, exactly. That. But going back to size, I think when you say that, oh, I don't know if, you know, it would, you know, go in or whatever. I don't think so. I think that, have you tried, you know, on this smaller spectrum, like, average to below average?
No, I mean, I don't go on, like, I don't ask guys, like, do you have it small? Like, the guys that I've dated have it, you know, pretty packing. So that's why, I mean, there was this one time this guy, and I don't want to mention his name because, you know, he probably still follows me, but he was like 6'4", 6'5", tall. He was thick. He was like a little football player, and I was like, okay, let's go. Size 15, guys. Fucking teen. Y que va saliendo.
You're fucking lying.
Exactly. Y que va sacando la cosita. And I'm like, perra, what do I do? So I acted on modest and I was like, hey, I think it's too early for this. Like, I think we should take our time. And he goes, are you sure? And that little thing was out popping. It looked like a pinky. And I was just like, yeah, I think we need to like slow things down. He goes, okay. But I never texted him after that. Like, I'm sorry. But if you have a smaller, you know, little man, don't hype it up. Don't tell me you're going to make me choke on it. And don't
size
tell me you're gonna
15,
run away.
Though.
Like, todo grandísimo, like, huge man, except for that. And I was like, okay. I mean, his personality was already wonky. So I was like,
Oh, I'm so fucking stupid. Right now you were saying size 15 of shoe. I was thinking, like, inches. I was
what
like,
the
that
fuck
is not possible.
Back the way? Fucking shit. No mames. And so fucking, you kept saying 15.
Dude, that's crazy. Okay.
No,
but still, that's 15?
Wait, 15 inches? How much is that? That's more than a foot, no?
That's more than a fucking ruler.
He said bigger than a subway. Dude, what the fuck? Nah, dude, pinche zapatón. But, nah,
but
yeah.
That's funny. That's crazy. Okay, but imagine how much his shoes cost. Like his Jordans?
Actually, Mia's working as an ex-employee with Foot Locker. They're about the same size as any other shoe in men's. So you would think they'll cost more, but they don't. But they run out of, they actually run fast, like basketball players. And basically a lot of African Americans tend to have a bigger foot, so those are the ones that get the shoes first. Then like the Mexicans. So.
Yeah, because I mean I understand they should probably make less amount of that shoe, so also allow. Because I don't think your average person is 15.
No, dude, and it's fucked up because they're ugly. Like bigger shoe size, they're ugly.
Like Ronald McDonald. Or the what's his fucking name? The clown.
No, yeah. Oh, it.
No, the clown from McDonald's.
Like, no, that's why Ronald McDonald.
Yeah, but that's funny.
Hey, hold on. Speaking of Ronald McDonald, have you been to the Downey McDonald's, the first one?
Yeah.
Have you been inside to that little museum?
I haven't gotten the chance to. I just like pass by, or like I'll get like a cheeseburger or whatever.
No, I wanna go inside. Maybe that's their next day. Like my best friend, she goes, "Oh yeah, if you get off, there's a little museum and I wanna see, watch us fucking grow up and never go there, and we're like not even like fucking 20 minutes away from it."
So grow up, we're already grown.
I next grow day to go to McDonald's.
I'm dead. I'm looking forward towards that.
Dude, honestly, wait, hold on. So wait, you never told me your type. I'm sorry, we drifted it off. So you just basically said, let me wrap it up for you. You said high, as long as the vibe is there, family oriented, a loyalty, average. How about his style?
Ooh, I've thought about this actually. I think their style, I don't like, kind of like, it's so specific, like skaters type of like attire. I don't like that. Like, it just gives me very much, I didn't try.
It gives me very much like, I picked up the clothes from the floor and I put it on.
Yeah, it says me who wears all black all the time.
Oh my god, dude, same. Oh my, is it something with us in our minds? But we have so much black fucking clothes.
Yeah, it's because I don't really shop anymore, because I'm like, where the fuck am I going to go? Like, during COVID now, it's like everything's closed or whatever. I mean, places are opening up, but I still don't shop. Like, I don't see a moment to wear some fucking bright ass pink shirt or some fucking bright ass. Who wears green in the first place? But yeah, like those type of colors, I just don't see myself wearing them.
No, I do you wear that? No, bit like no at all. I always wear black or navy. The brightest thing I have is white, and that's it. Like, I don't have yellow. I don't have pink. I should though, but yeah, pa que yo, I said winter next year. But so I.
It's hoodie season. I fucking love hoodies. Harry Styles. I think
it's cool.
Yeah, I. You know the funny part? I don't follow Harry Styles or like anything that he does. I really don't. I don't know. Like, he's cute, but no, como que no.
Está feito, güey. I think he's ugly.
No, está guapo, pero como que no es mi tipo. I think it's mean to say, but white boys aren't my thing. Like, I don't know, but I just.
Es que no tiene sazón, no tiene, you know.
Yeah, porque ya de seguro ya conozco el papá como es.
I fucking hate you. No, I feel you though. No, but okay, so like a celebrity, who's most likely your type as a celebrity?
We all love Maluma, dude. Maluma is.
Wait, I thought he was rude.
I don't give a fuck. He could be rude to me all he
wants. I hate you. He said, pégame. No, okay. So someone like Maluma was?
Yeah, or there's this one TikToker. He's not really big, but. What's his name? I fucking forgot his name, but there's a lot of TikTok guys too that are fine.
Fine. All my guys, the ones that I love, are from Texas. So, algo me está llamando que voy a Texas.
Dude, I don't know what's in the water in Texas, but I would support you if you moved to Texas, because so many people from Texas están bien guapos, güey.
Dude, and I let's go for a weekend and we come back married.
Dude, shut the fuck up. I would literally pack my stuff right now and we'll go to Texas.
Vamos, vamos a rodar. Let's go get, let's start packing.
Oh, us making plans on the podcast.
Oh, you guys are still on here. Hi. No, but seriously. So someone like Maluma, basically. Correct?
Yeah. Yeah. So something around that. I feel like he's a little bit more, or what's another one?
Like on Facebook?
I don't know. I don't like Bad Bunny. Yeah, or like Rao Alejandro. I don't understand why people find Rao Alejandro so like cute.
Mm, same. I don't see it. Wait. So if you could tell the younger you, like 12-year-old Angelito, about like let's just say everything that you live now, what would you have told the 12-year-old self? Any advice?
I'd ask him, or no, what I would tell him, I'd probably tell him that things will get a lot better, because I don't know, I don't think I would ever imagine myself living with my mom again. Like,
oh, I love that.
I'm living with my mom now, and I don't know, like, or be friends with my dad. Like, I literally talk to him like on a daily basis now, so it's kind of crazy how things change over time.
So you would be like those TikToks that it's like 12-year-old me, is mom still here? And then the other one person, no, she left. Are we successful? No, we're homeless.
I hate you. Do we have a house? No, you live under a bridge.
Some of them stay depressed. I'm like, you so madre.
You know what? Actually, yeah, I'm so thankful that that's not the situation. But yeah, like I've seen those TikToks and I was like, oh, that's so sad. And I think about like my life story or whatever. And I just couldn't do like those TikToks. It's just so cringe. I don't know. Some of them are cringe, right?
Yeah, like the girl from Jenny Rivera. I'm like, her stay negative. I'm like, oh my god.
Wait, what do you mean?
Yeah, so you know how there's a girl named Jenica or Jenica or whatever? So there's like, you know how it's like the 12-year-old, and she's like, did dad get out of jail? And then she goes, no, he's still in jail. Is mom still performing? And, oh, she passed away. Or is our family good? And then she's like, no, our family's still like having issues. I'm like, yes, mom, when does it get better? But I'm just like, okay.
No, mom, yes. Well, yeah, I guess in that situation, yeah, I couldn't speak on that, but like I see it as cringy, but then it has so many likes on TikTok.
What about if they do it for the likes?
I know, but like I really want to see like the people that like it, like what do they think? Like, does it really sound like cringy? Because I feel like they're trying to victimize themselves.
True, very true. I see it.
Like, I understand you went through all that, and I'm here for you, sis, but don't put it on the social media.
I know. They're like, siéntate mal por mí.
I know. Now that I think about it, I have to go to a funeral tomorrow.
I hate you. No, you didn't. Wait, speaking about family, like, do you, thanks to, like, your mom coming into your life and you bettering your relationship with your dad, it's made you a better version of yourself, or it's giving you that extra push to be confident? Or, like, what do you think it would be different if none of that would have happened and you would have still stayed in the closet, or you wouldn't be as happy?
Well, funny story. It wasn't because of them that I came out. It was because of my foster mom. She was very, like, accepting, según ella, but she was kind of like conservative, so uh-huh. she was the first one, like, as my parent in quotation marks, she was like, oh, like, are you, you know, gay or whatever? And I was like, yeah. And then we had like a full-on coming out moment, and she was accepting. And then which is so fucking hypocritical, because later when I had my first boyfriend, she was like talking shit. But either way, my parents were accepting. My dad would still be, you know, like a little bit hesitant to talk about it. Like he'll just like let me be. And I haven't really, you know, brought a man around him, so I want to see that reaction from him. But I think he's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. What about your mom?
Oh, my mother is on the LGBTQ plus community.
Love.
Yeah, but right now she's in a heterosexual relationship.
Love that too. Very handsome man. What about your sister? I know that you and her were very close when you guys were younger. How about now? Now that she has babies and stuff, like, do you see yourself as a hot I was gonna say auntie. Do you see yourself as a hot uncle?
I see myself as a tia. You know how like it's babies like a girl, a tia tio. Yes, I'm very excited. Tio to como se dice tio to become, and I'm also a tia already because she's having a second baby.
I know. When you told me that, I was so excited. I was like, that's good that she's gonna be a hot mom, like a young mom.
Yeah, but now she makes me look older because like I see myself like taking Nevaeh to Disneyland and stuff and people thinking that it's like my daughter or something.
I love that though. Look at that hot sexy young uncle.
Period.
But your family did give you like an extra cushion basically to like be who you are more than you already are.
Yeah, but again, like I didn't really come out to anyone else but my foster mom because I didn't really care. Like I just, you know, this is me and that's it. Like either you just assume it. I don't care if you assume. Like I feel like if there's so much hate towards like, oh, like you assumed that I was gay, why would you think that? Well, because you are gay, like you know shit, right? So some people like will get offended, like, oh, I didn't. Or when people be like, I didn't know you were gay, I'm like, no, I want you to know I'm gay. Or like, oh, I knew you were gay. Okay, so fucking what? You want a fucking A+ or a gold star? Do you want a gold star for fucking guessing that? Like, no, like it's disrespectful towards me. So I don't know. I don't come out to anyone anymore. I just let like talk and be myself.
No, I feel you. Well, that's good. I mean,
I wanted to ask you though. I wanted to ask you about how you're doing with like the whole, you know, breakup situation because I didn't really get an update from you after
I last you.
Last time we were together I think you were like telling me about it and then you were kind of going into like that one stage after your breakup where you go back into being like kind of sad about it, if that makes sense.
No, just putting that out there, guys. I did go we did go through like a rough breakup, like really bad, but I was with him for a year and a half. It took me a year to get over it, and now I'm happy. Like I actually told my mom exactly what happened through the whole breakup. I told her what I was stuff and I told her from the bottom of my heart I could breathe, I could go to sleep and not feel like this pain or this, you know, regret or like this hate I had towards him. Like I'm okay. And it took a long time, but it's worth it. I know it could have been easier to quit and stuff or do, you know, go another different route, but at the end of the day, like it was all worth it. And I think it was a huge part I have to thank is my sister. She was always there for me, like no matter what. An entire month off from work just to be with me to make sure I'm okay. And I think because of our, you know, our other job, it was very easy for me to go home or not to work and to focus on myself. So I think everything worked out perfectly.
Yeah.
And I think to this day, like I actually talk to my ex, not every day, but I talk to him like once a month to see how he's doing. It's nothing like a, hey baby, how's it going? Like, no, it's very like a, hey, how you doing? Everything okay? He tells me like, oh, I got a puppy, I got a new job, you know, how good I'm working, I'm trying to go back to school, like things like that. Because yes, it was a lot of emotion, but at the end of the day, he was still like a really big part of my life. Like he was my first real boyfriend, my best friend at one point. Like I shared a lot of important emotions with him. So yeah, I do want to have him in my life, but not all the time. Like I just want to check up and see how you're doing and stuff. But I forgave him a very long time ago and he knows that. But yeah, I'm like, to answer your question, like I'm okay, I'm happy, I'm calm, I found my inner peace.
I'm really happy to hear that. And also like your sister taking a whole month off just to be there,
dude. I know,
that's, you don't really hear that a lot. Like, you have your very supportive family, and you know they were there for you and stuff. So I'm glad you're doing a lot better than before.
Oh yeah, but thank you for checking up on me, baby. I really appreciate it.
I know, and now that we're not depressed, we have to go do something fun.
Yes, dude. Maybe a little hole around, flirt around. We have to go drink, babe. We gotta go drink. I mean, I'm not even trying to drink, but I can hold the same drink the entire night.
You know what? That's another thing. Before I cut you off, yeah, I remember when you first told me, you know what? Like, I don't drink, I don't smoke. And I'm like, no, you have to. Like, at least, you know, socially. And then you were like, no, I really don't. And I was like, I don't fucking believe you. And then I, like, being friends over, you know, the past few months, you really don't drink or, like, smoke. And I started to do that as well. Like, I'm like, maybe Laura, this is why she doesn't do this, you know? And I don't drink as much anymore. Or, like, I'll notice alcohol makes you depressed. So, like, I'll notice, like, the day after, like, I'll be a little bit sad. And I'm like, this is not worth it for me to be sad a whole fucking day after I had fun, you know?
No, I feel you. Yeah. I mean, I always been like that. I mean, the worst thing I'll probably do is to smoke, and then I'll probably knock out. But other than that, like, yeah, like, drinking nunca me ha llamado la atención, pues, you know? So that's, yeah. Like, I'm already, like, we, both of us, are life of the party without drinking. So I feel like we don't need it. And plus, like, even though I take a little zip, levanto con una pinche hangover the next day. And I'm like, I literally choose to zip. So I don't know if it's because I'm old fart now, but yeah. So we have to go eat then. We have to go eat. Oh, we're going to go to McDonald's, bitch. We're going to go to the museum.
Bitch, we really are going to McDonald's?
No, bitch.
We're going to Texas, bitch. I'm not playing. I'm not playing, bitch.
Have you tried Whataburger?
Oh, whatever. Yes, I did. I did get to try it.
Okay,
it's actually pretty good.
I want to try. Is it like In-N-Out? Is it like Wendy's? What is it?
It's kind of like In-N-Out, but I just see it's like a little bit thicker. Like the patty's a little thicker and the bread is a little bit thicker.
Love.
You should love it.
I know. Dude, everyone loves it like over there. Everybody's like, what? I'm like, oh my God, black and sick. But okay, so tomorrow we're gonna fly to Houston. Guys, if you guys see us with a little boyfriend, mind your business. So yeah, we're gonna wrap this up. Angel, is there anything you wanna say or mention anything before we wrap it up? No,
yeah. I just wanna say thank you for having me.
Aww, baby.
And I hope to hang out soon. And also you're such a good I never seen you like doing a podcast, but I've been listening to your podcast like every single one, and I'm like, okay, I see
little
you.
Oprah, like, moment.
Yeah, and especially in real life, well, like in person, you're such a good like social person too. Like, I don't know how you do it, but you're really good at it.
Baby, I really appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you. So hopefully soon I blow up and I become like this huge, how would I say, not co-host, but like a host basically. And yeah, I have my own show. Vamos.
Let's manifest. Let's put that in the air.
Yes, manifest. You're the, Ariana moment. Manifest. But yeah, so can we please tell the audience your Instagram, your Twitter, your Snapchat, whatever you want people to follow you in.
My Instagram is angel.dlt, and then my Snapchat, I don't want to give it out, and then my OnlyFans is, I'm just kidding, but yeah, that's my Instagram.
Love, love, love. All right, guys, I'll see you guys next week with another person, but thank you guys, bye.
Thank you, lovely.